A few years back, the Canadian magazine Maclean's took a survey of more than 1,000 citizens. One in four Canadians said they would snatch up U.S. citizenship if it were offered. In the province of Quebec, it was one in three. And many said they believed Canada would become the 51st state within the next 25 years. Commentator Earl Pomerantz is a former Canadian. He made the decision some years back to become a U.S. citizen, but only after living in this country for many years.
Up till then, I was a resident alien, a green card guy, and I had no complaints. I couldn't vote, but I also didn't have to make up an excuse to get out of jury duty. Then one day, this impulse hits me like motherhood hits childless women in their 30s. Suddenly I, a lifetime Canadian, had an overpowering desire to become you. Now this was no small decision. Canadians and Americans seem the same, but we're really different, eh? And it's not just the A. Canadians know everything about Americans. Davy Crockett, Custer's Last Stand, Paris Hilton. And you don't know a thing about us. You don't know about any other country, but we're right next door, eh? Sorry, they just slip out. A few weeks later, while I was studying for my citizenship test, I started feeling what you might call flag changer's remorse. Becoming an American. How would that feel? I mean, no question it's a fabulous country. But when you become a citizen, you're taking on its entire legacy. Slavery? That's me. Cheated the Indians? Yep. Having as many guns as you want? Oh, baby. As an American, I'm not just the home of the Whopper. I'm everything. Not surprisingly, my ambivalence led me to show up for my citizenship hearing 2 days after it was scheduled. They told me to go home, in front of all the other applicants. How embarrassing was that? I mean, there were people there who could barely speak English, but they'd shown up on the right day. 6 years later, I went back, hoping nobody was still working there from 6 years before. And after 25 years, it was done. It's funny, the swearing-in ceremony had been surprisingly moving, but I didn't feel any different. I wondered if I ever would. On the afternoon of September 11, 2001, I was on the phone with a Canadian friend, and I asked him what he thought about what had happened at the World Trade Center. He said, "You guys sure must have pissed somebody off." My reaction to his words surprised me. I was seething with anger. That's when I knew I had finally crossed over. I'd become an American.
Earl Pomerantz lives in Santa Monica, California.